Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Monday, December 29th, 2025. Last Monday in the month of, the year of 2025, month of December as well. Last Monday in 2025. Joined in studio by Sean Kraft this morning. Sean, how you doing on this last Monday of the year?
Cold, cold, cold.
Cold, cold, cold. Yeah. Got to get a little closer to the microphone there. Cold, cold, cold.
Yeah.
All right, so you're cold today. It is cold and windy out there this morning. How's life in general?
Not too bad. It's going.
How was Christmas?
It was good.
Good. Yeah. You like our new Santa Claus here in the studio?
Yeah, it's pretty neat looking.
I couldn't even really tell that was a Coke ad, because the only place that Santa Claus has Coke in, that he's holding a Coke bottle, and then one of the ornaments at the bottom says Coke, but nothing else about that says Coke.
Oh, interesting.
Did you know Santa Claus originated, or Coca-Cola originated Santa Claus?
I did.
So that's the original right there.
Yeah.
See, isn't that a great acetate here for the studio? We are Christmassy here in this studio. Did you make any New Year's resolutions?
Not yet. I'm trying to come up with one. You know, of course I have the same one every year, the lose the weight thing, but I think everybody has that. The gyms get full after this time of the year.
And they're very empty come February.
Yeah.
So I got a Fitbit for Christmas, and I did get to 10,000 steps on Saturday when I wasn't even working.
I think you need 20.
No, I think it's 10.
You sure, Ted?
There's no way you get 20 steps in a day.
I think it's 20.
Well, you wouldn't get 20 steps in a day if you walk back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Do you think?
Anybody? I don't know. Okay.
Well, did you hear? Because you know we're next door to a spray tan place here.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, for years. Now, let me just make this very clear. Because we got some breaking. This is breaking news as far as I'm concerned.
Breaking news.
Breaking news. Because for years, you know this person I'm talking about, right? We don't want to say the name because.
I think so.
Okay. Well, you know.
Oh.
Okay. So here's the thing. For years, I have said, because this person is tan all year round, and I said, there has to be some artificial tanning going on there. And for years and years and years and years and years, this person has denied that they use artificial tan. Even to the point, there was a time they had their hair pulled back, and their neck was white as could be. And I said, hey, your neck's white. You clearly missed it with the artificial tan. And no. I don't use that stuff. Okay. Well, this morning, I don't know. They've come maybe into the light of day, into the honesty world. And we got this moments ago. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Moments ago, it finally came down. The most ridiculous conversation. I don't deny having used a tanning bed. I denied it at the time because I truly wasn't tanning. And my neck is probably never the same color because I have long hair. That's not hard to explain. So weird that you don't understand. I've never denied it. I denied it that day. Because I actually wasn't tanning. Now, doesn't that sound like a lawyer answer?
Lawyer answer.
I mean, she's saying, I denied it to you that day, but I denied it because I wasn't tanning at the time. Now, she knew darn well what I was talking about because she's always tan.
Yeah.
Okay, so there you go.
Yeah.
I think it's been admitted now.
There you go.
I'm shocked. Well, I'm shocked.
You're shocked?
Well, I'm shocked that she finally admitted to that.
Yeah.
Because she's denied it for so many years. So she does go to a tanning bed.
Yeah. Or spray tan.
Or spray tan.
Yeah.
Or something else, which is fine. I go to whatever you want to go to. I mean, it doesn't bother me.
Yeah.
But I think it's very interesting that now we have the facts on this.
There you go. Now you know.
Now I know.
Yeah.
And see, but now listen. Okay, let's say you what's something? Let's say you got Botox, okay? And I go to you and I say, "Hey, did you get Botox done?" And let's say you had not got Botox done that week. Now, would you say no, or would you say yes?
I would say yes because I have.
Exactly. And she's admitting here that she knew I was talking about tanning in the past, but yet she did not say it because she was not tanning at that time. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, everybody has their own thing.
Well, I think she just didn't want to admit it because we all want to believe, you know, okay, well, it's natural. Well, yeah. Okay, whatever. Yeah. And I don't know if I believe that hair, I have long hair type of thing. Do you believe that?
I haven't seen her for a while. Does she have, like, long hair?
No, it's no longer than it ever was.
Oh, really?
No, and this one I saw her neck like that was a few years ago.
Huh.
So I don't think that long hair thing would really cut the mustard.
You think?
No, I don't think it would. I think that's fascinating.
Yeah.
This is a real, real front-end morning.
It sure is.
That somebody finally admits to that.
Now you know your answer.
Now I know there is tanning going on there.
Yeah.
This had went on for years.
Wow.
Yeah. Shocking, isn't it?
It is.
And they denied it. They denied it until today.
Until today.
Well, I give them credit for being honest today.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
I think it's fascinating. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Feel free to buzz in if you would like. But I think that's great.
But that you got your answer?
Yeah, because this is one of those situations where I was right.
There you go.
Most of my situations with this person go like this. We have a conversation. She says she's right, and I say I'm right, and then eventually we all find out that I was right and she was actually wrong.
Oh.
That's how they all go. You know, and I don't mean them to go that way. That's just how it works.
Yeah.
What do you think the fascination is, now that we're next door to a spray tan place, with spray tan?
Well, I mean, a lot of people like to look good. You know, when you're pale, they don't like when you're pale color. So that's probably why they get spray tans and tanning beds and all that.
Yeah, but does it do away with your blemishes? Is that what it does?
Well, yeah. If you're dark, you don't show all your, you don't show a whole lot of your marks and whatever, or your looks or whatever. I don't know.
You know, I can't understand it because it's not good for you, is it?
No, I heard tanning beds can give you skin cancer, but I don't know.
See, now that's weird because this person is also into holistic medicine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that seems to be a little counterintuitive.
Yeah.
That they would be using the tanning beds when they're using, castor oil to deal with all their problems. So that doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess the looks outweigh the...
Everybody wants to look good.
Yeah.
You know, that's the interesting thing, is that no matter what people say, down deep, they really do want to look good.
Yeah.
They want to look young. They want to look hip and all that sort of thing. And you are your age. I mean, it's just the way it is.
That's true.
Like, you know, if you see somebody who's over 40, they're going to have some gray hair. And you know that if they're dyeing their hair to a certain extent.
Yeah.
I don't know why that's so hard to admit.
Or doing highlights or something.
You know, this person must have stopped listening this morning because I'm sure I would have heard something by now.
Oh, really?
Yes. Because they don't like to be told when they're wrong.
Oh.
But they were listening in hour number one, so at least we got the admission that they do use tanning beds.
Yeah. There you go.
And maybe it'd be better to go, okay, I'm getting another message here. Maybe the spray tan doesn't cause skin cancer like the tanning beds. That's from Phil out there listening this morning.
Oh.
Well, that could be as well.
Maybe that's right, yeah. I'm sure I think the, what is it, the light inside the tanning beds, what is it, the RV light or whatever they call that, in the tiny beds. They're lights. They're different kind of light bulbs.
Ultraviolet, I think.
Yeah, I think
Yeah. Now, I'm being told that she is still listening. I'm being ridiculous.
Is she? What?
Do you think I'm being ridiculous? No. I'm just being honest. I think it's fascinating. Listen, I am glad that she finally has admitted to her foibles.
Well, you know, a lot of people... You know, I thought about going to her teeny bed at one time in my life.
Really?
Just to see what it's like. But I couldn't fit in one.
Well, no, I don't know about fitting in one. Would you like it when they would shut that door?
I don't know. I'm claustrophobic, so probably not.
No, I think it's fascinating, though. I think, hey, God bless her. She goes to a... But I always knew she went to a tanning bed. It's one of those things... Have you ever had somebody who clearly was denying something that was true, and even though they denied it, you knew that it was true?
Yeah, I had some people like that before.
Yeah. So I think that's all that was. But I'm glad she came clean. Maybe there's a new honest streak in her.
A New Year's resolution.
A New Year's resolution. Maybe to be more honest about things. And I think that's nice after all these years.
Well.
There's always some kind
of... She could have took a trip down to Florida and for a week and...
No, it didn't happen.
Get tanned?
It didn't happen. No, no. No, she's admitted she uses a tanning bed now. She just wasn't tanning at the time. Like that 20-minute period, she wasn't tanning. 740-383-9944. If anybody'd like to weigh in, please feel free. 740-383-9944. Well, I think we had a wonderful holiday season around here. It was busy.
Yeah, it was super busy. It blew right by.
Blew right by. Fruitcake tosses. We had the Christmas party. We had Christmas tapings that were going on. We did shows with the Grinch and all kinds of people. It was just a constant.
It wore me out.
It was fun.
Yeah.
Now, what did you make of the Leszczyskis on Friday night?
I think they did a wonderful job. It's been so long. You know, I remember they were little kids. Now they're like grown kids now.
Grown adults.
Yeah, adults.
Going to Purdue.
Yeah.
One of the Leszczyskis goes to Purdue.
Two of them, I think.
Two of them, yeah. Yeah, I think those are good kids. Good, solid kids.
Yeah.
And to think, they were little kids running around here, 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah.
They were such a strong group.
Yeah.
You know, what do you make of holiday pictures? You know, I think about that when I see the Leszczyskis, because they're in pictures from the best. Do you think people make up holiday pictures, like when they all get in the same pajamas?
Oh, you mean when they all match?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's made up, but they do it just for
show.
Yeah.
Now I wonder why that is.
I don't know. I guess the family, all the family would match.
But see, somebody told me the other day that social media is a highlight reel of people's life. It's not the reality of what people's life really is.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I think that's true.
Yeah. That's a possibility.
Do you think it is?
It could be.
I mean, do you think that people are running around dressed like each other every day on...
Christmas Day.
Yeah, yeah. That just sort of happens?
No, I think they plan it. It's not like they wake up one morning and they all put the same clothes on at the same time. You know what I mean?
Would you do that?
Would I do that?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Really? If somebody said, put these clothes on so we can all look the same, you would do that?
I would.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't?
I don't think so. I don't think so. No, because, well, it's a little staged.
You think that's what it is? Oh, we have another.
Yeah, we got another comment over here. People deny spray tanning because of the spray tanning. The gentleman in Washington.
Oh, okay.
So apparently that's a reason to deny spray tanning now.
Oh, is it?
Maybe. And by the way, if you'd like to call in this morning, feel free, 740-383-9944.
Love to hear from you.
Oh, and by the way, if the person who denied the tanning all year round would like to call in, feel free. Feel free. There's no chance in
you
the world.
You want her to call in, don't you?
Well, I don't think she will, but, you know, I'd like to make the offer.
Yeah, there you go.
Because I'm a hospitable person. And I don't want it ever to be said that I did not make the offer.
Well, she's probably busy.
Probably not.
You know.
No, I'm doing what?
She's at her job, I'm sure.
No, I don't think she is. Okay. I mean, I think she's on winter break.
Oh, okay.
But I wanted to make the offer because maybe she feels that I'm saying something that is not correct.
Oh, gotcha.
Because I don't want to ever misrepresent what I have said here.
Yeah.
You want to be correct.
Right.
So there you go. 740-383-9944. See, phone lines are open, and anybody can say what they like.
Maybe the phone is dead.
Well, that's what I said earlier. Maybe the phone's dead. I mean, the wind blows and the phone goes dead. You never really know.
You never know.
Well, if somebody wants to give us a call to see if the phone lines are still working, please feel free. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. But like I said, it's a weird time of year because it's the week between Christmas and New Year's. A lot of people are off work. A lot of people are out of school. A lot of people are on vacations. It's an oddball type of a year. Time of year.
It is. And, you know, both holidays went so fast. I'm looking for, what is it, Wednesday is New Year's Eve.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. But do you expect 2026 to be a good year?
I hope so.
Was 2025 a good year?
No, I had a lot.
No.
I had a bad year. It's horrible for me. Nothing went right. I had so many bad issues went down. And
well, see, most people won't even admit that. If they had a bad year, they'll just say, oh, no, it was good.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I'll admit it.
You'll admit it was a bad year?
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a good year?
Oh, God, it's been a long time.
So 2024 was not a good year?
No, sure wasn't. Hopefully, 2026 will be a better year for me.
I think 2025 was a good year for me.
Was it?
Well, as far as I know.
Yeah.
I don't remember any terrible things happening.
Oh, that's good.
No, I think...
That's a plus.
Yeah? No?
Yeah.
There was good events this past year I enjoyed.
That's good.
2024 was a great year.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I had a lot going on. Well, there was just a lot going on in 2024.
Yeah. Well, what was the year you were supposed to get married in? What year was
that? Why would you bring that up?
No, I'm just saying.
Would you bring that up?
Just saying.
That
wasn't a good year.
First of all, I was never supposed to get married.
We were engaged.
Accidentally.
And you had a marriage book.
I didn't have a book.
Well, she did.
Not me.
I know.
But I can't help what other people do. I mean, this is over a decade ago.
I know.
Why are you bringing that up?
I don't know what to say. That was not a good year for you.
No, the year was good because I got rid of her. The year turned out fine. Yeah. About midway through that year, she was gone.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that was happy. That was a good time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got a message out here from Mary this morning. It says, December 26th through 31st, confused, unsure what day it is, full of cheese and cookies. I think that's probably right. I think this is a time of year where people are just kind of
stuffed,
off and out, and you know, taking a break from the normal routine of life.
Yep.
But I do want to let people know the phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Now, that was an okay year.
What year?
That year. I don't remember what year it was, but it was okay.
Oh, you mean what did it? The marriage day?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If the marriage had happened, that would have been a bad year.
Well, you had to put the brakes on it.
I did.
Yeah.
I did. Why more people don't put the brakes on their marriages, I don't understand. See, that's what I don't get.
Yeah.
Why don't more people pump the brakes?
I don't know. A lot of people don't.
I just don't understand that. You know, and I don't mean to be rude, honestly, when I say that, but I just think after a certain amount of time, shouldn't you be a little more judicious in your choosing skills when it comes to being married?
It could be. I know somebody's been married a lot.
And what do you think about that?
Well, I figure it's their choice, you know.
Well, yeah, it's their choice, but I mean, what do you think about it?
I wouldn't do that many times, no.
No, why not?
It's just, that's not in my cards.
Well, do you think it shows a character defect?
Probably. Yeah. when you get married so many times, it's probably you, not the other person.
Right, but you know what? I still can't figure out to this day what causes that. I mean, do you
disagreements
just...
Disagreements? Or...
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, why do you... Okay, as I've said before, everybody can make a mistake. There's nothing wrong with the first marriage. You know, that ends. I got it. Okay, that anybody can make a mistake. But when the second person asks you to get married, I think you'd have to, in your mind, start to be thinking, okay, well, I did this once. It didn't turn out so well. Should I do this again? And then let's say you do it again. I'll even let you get married a second time. Oh, that's fine. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for your permission.
Thank you for your permission.
Yeah.
And then when that one ends and somebody asks you for the third time, now the third time I think you should be a little, wait a second, maybe I should not do this.
Yeah.
You know, because like how many times do you have to get hit with a baseball?
Yeah.
I mean, wouldn't you... See, that's what I don't understand. I'm not judging people who do that. Do what you want. But my point is that by the third time, aren't you saying to yourself, maybe I should just live with this person? Maybe I should just lay back on the paperwork? Because I'm not doing this to my greatest extent.
Right. Well, I think we make the divorces and everything so easy nowadays. I mean, get a divorce... Where was I going with this?
We're good here. Marriage is the number one cause of divorce from one of our listeners out there.
Yeah. That's true.
But I mean, I'm not judgmental of those
money
people.
Money is so a second, probably?
Oh, I'd say money's a big part of it.
Yeah.
But I think also, you know what? Nobody is that interesting.
Yeah.
So, eventually, people, the newness wears off.
Yeah, you grow apart.
You grow apart because, you know, you're not new to them, they're not new to you, and it gets a little monotonous.
Yeah. Interesting.
I don't know. I'd like to have somebody on sometime who's been married several times and get a good explanation.
I know somebody.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I do.
Well...
We can ask her to come on.
Do you think you'd really get a straight answer out of that person?
I don't know. Good question.
I would just like to know what the real... Seriously. What the real thing is there. Why, you know, why do you feel the need to keep doing this?
I think it's loneliness.
I think it is loneliness. I think they're afraid to be alone. Life is hard when you've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
But when you have somebody there to kind of back you up, it's a little easier.
Yeah. Everybody has to have a companion. Some people, not everybody.
Well, most people I know do.
Yeah.
I think some people can't say no, too.
Yeah.
Because think about it. If somebody proposes to you, what are you going to say, no?
Probably.
Well, I think that's going to end that relationship.
I would say... Not at this time.
Not at this time. See, that's going to end that relationship, though.
Yeah, well,
because they're going to be upset because they went out on a limb.
Farnora.
Well, no, see, they don't want him to leave, and that's why they say yes.
I know.
And that becomes the problem.
Yep.
Like, you know, why can't we live together? You know, that would be what I would say. Why can't we live together? Like, I left.
I know. I remember moving you.
6 months. Huh. 6 months I was gone. I was just waiting for the warmer weather to come so I could get out of there.
Is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
So you had it all playing in the back of your head.
Well, when I found out that she thought that we were engaged, I thought, I got to get out of here.
Oh, Lord. That was done on Christmas Day. Or Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. Yeah. But I don't consider that a bad year because the following year I got out.
You know,
I consider that a pretty good year.
Yeah.
So what's been your best year?
Oh, God, I can't remember. Probably 1999.
Yeah. Why 1999?
Well, that's where I worked at Cedar Point. I had a good old time. It was fun. And, you know, I was young, making pretty good money. Back when I was younger, and
so the last 26 years have been kind of toilet bowl.
Yeah, toilet bowl.
All downhill after that.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's the way it goes sometimes. I don't. Did Christmas seem like Christmas to you this year?
No.
No.
I don't think so. I think it's one reason I don't like. I like when it snows on Christmas Day.
It was very warm this year.
Yeah.
It was very warm. Have you heard of this new thing of people playing pickleball?
Is that a new sport?
Well, I don't think it's new, but a lot of people like to play the pickleball.
Well, how do you play it?
I really don't know.
Oh.
See, that's not something I would do.
Really?
Well, maybe if somebody asked me to do it, I would do it. But I can't see myself saying, let's go play pickleball.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I heard of it before, but I don't know how you play it.
No, I've never. I don't know.
Yeah,
I think I've looked it up at one point. Has anybody ever played pickleball? Know anything about this? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know, I'm just shocked this morning that she finally admitted that she tans.
Oh God, you're going to sleep good tonight.
Why? Well, it's finally off my mind.
There you go.
You want to know something funny about that person? A few weeks ago, they were in here. And it actually happened before that, I should say. We were having a conversation. Now, you know me, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Do I psychoanalyze everybody?
Not everybody.
Oh, that's not true.
No, I don't know if you do it to everybody, but you do it a lot of people.
You don't think that I always ask people questions?
Oh, yeah, you do ask questions, I guess. Yeah.
Right. You don't think I ask sometimes personal questions of people to try to figure out why they do what they do?
Yeah, I guess that is. I guess you do. Okay. Before I think about it.
So do I? Have you ever met somebody who I did not do that with?
No.
Okay. So I do this with everybody. Well, apparently this person who I do it with thinks she's the only one that I. And I'm point out. How many people do I do this with?
Quite a few.
Okay. So I've been trying to psychoanalyze because I always want to know what makes people tick. I want to know what makes them tick. I want to know why they do what they do.
What about you?
Well, what about me?
What makes you tick?
Well, that's not for discussion. So the point is, I want to know what makes people tick. Okay? So I ask a lot of questions. And sometimes people don't like the questions because they think I'm psychoanalyzing them. And I was trying to psychoanalyze this one person for years and years and years. And she said something to an answer to a question that was the final piece of the puzzle. And I feel like now I understand why they make the decisions they make.
You talk about the tanning thing.
Yep. Okay. Well, no, it's not the tanning thing.
Oh.
It's the tanning person.
Yeah.
But about 3 weeks ago, because I had never understood, this is fascinating, I had never understood, because from the time I had met that person, I felt that the person that I knew did not square up with like decisions that they're making, like old decisions and new decisions that I had seen them make since I knew them. I didn't understand why they were doing that, because the person that I would see would not be the type of person who would make those decisions. So I could never understand that. So eventually the person said something and I said, that's it. That's why they do that.
Oh.
It took 6 years, but we finally got there.
But you were okay. Okay.
Yeah. So you got to dig. You have to dig. You're like an archaeologist trying to get to the bottom of everything, and I finally got the answer.
And you feel happy about it.
I do feel happy about it. Because I think when you complete a puzzle, you ever do a puzzle?
Yeah.
Yeah. When you put that last piece in, don't you feel a sigh of relief?
Yeah, you completed the project.
You completed the project. You know now what that is. You see the picture. And much like with somebody, you now see a full picture of their psychological doings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was happy about that, too.
Yeah, that's good.
What do you think drives you?
Food.
Food. Just food.
Food.
Simple.
Yeah, simple as that.
You're driven by the food.
I love the food.
What's the favorite type of food?
Probably pizza. I like pizza.
You know, Matt doesn't like pizza.
I know you don't.
Isn't that a great contrast around here?
Yeah.
All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. If they're even ringing this morning, I have no idea.
Yeah, our phone line could be down.
Right. 740-383-9944. Feel free to give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. But how do you feel the city of Marion's doing?
Oh, poorly.
Poorly.
Oh, my goodness. I hear all the stuff that you announce on the radio. And oh, you know what? I think Ayers is leaving, right?
Yep.
Ayers, I saw that on Marion Star. Ayers and Jason.
Yep.
After all, they've been there for how many years?
Well, Ayers was there 2020, and Jason was there 16.
Wow.
So 36 years.
Wow. So out with the old and in with the new, they're saying?
Well, you think that's good?
I don't know.
Do you think experience is a bad thing?
No, I don't think it's a bad thing, especially, but our city's all jacked up, though. We have major issues going on down that city.
Well, how do you think we got that way?
Well, probably not enough oversight. That'll be my final answer.
Well, when did you start to notice there were problems?
I don't know. I'm not on the city council, but...
Well, no, when did you start to hear about all these problems coming about?
It's here recently. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all coming back up to the shore.
Well, what can you do but hope for the best?
Yeah, so hopefully we can come up with some people that knows what they're doing.
Well, you know, it's going to be a tough battle.
Yeah.
But I don't know how long it's going to take them to turn it around. They seem to be quite a bit in the red.
Yeah.
I don't know who was doing the books down there.
I don't either. I have no idea.
It seemed to upset people.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate.
Yep.
You know, I was just... There was another subject I had here this morning that I thought was interesting. So what do you make about what's going on nationally? You happy with national politics?
Oh, heavens no.
Heavens no.
No.
Why not?
I don't know. Our politics and everything is all messed up right now. The whole world's messed up right now. We're all broken.
Well, I don't know how we're going to fix that.
I don't either.
Healthcare is about to expire on people January the 1st, 22 million people or something like that. How do you feel about our gubernatorial race? Vivek Ramaswamy and Amy Acton this year.
Well, I can never pronounce his name. That's for sure.
Oh, well, there's a problem right off the bat.
Yeah, so I don't know about him.
You're not a big Vivek Ramaswamy. So when you try to pronounce his name, what do you say?
I just say salami.
Salami? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, but so Governor Salami is what you think is coming.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about Amy Acton? You heard her on this station.
She sounded pretty good. I think she still has a long ways to go to try to, you know.
If you had to vote today, because we only have 11 months, if you had to vote today, who would you vote for?
I'd probably do a write-in.
Write-in for who?
Write-in for... I mean, I understand probably Jim Tressel. I know he's not running.
You know, I was thinking about this the other day, that Amy Acton has no experience, and Vivek Ramaswamy has no experience, and maybe the people need another choice as an independent. Because I think you have until, like, February the 4th or something to get yourself in that race.
So maybe I should run.
Well, who do you think should run for governor? I mean, who now, not anybody, because some people have turned it down.
Yeah.
Like Jim Tressel and all the, but who do you, if you had to, what about somebody from Marion? You know, we've never had a governor from Marion. Who would you want to run from this town? All you have to be is a resident of the state. Who do you think? Ted Williams was going to run once. I thought that was a good idea.
But he's not from here.
No, he's not from. But I'm just saying. I thought he would have been a good governor.
Yeah. Yeah, he would have been a good governor because he started from ground up.
So who do you think should run for governor? Top office as Mike DeWine hits the bricks.
I think Mariella Withrow.
You think at this time that she should be running for office?
I think she should.
Well, I don't know. I don't. Yeah. I wouldn't see that one. Yeah. Who's a logical person to run for office?
Oh gosh.
Governor.
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 And for Marion.
Yeah. Who do you know who would be a good gubernatorial candidate for Marion?
Oh, good question. I don't know. Probably like Glenn Goble or something.
Glenn Goble?
Yeah.
Okay. You'd vote for Glenn Coble for governor?
Yeah.
Against Mayor, Vivek and Amy.
Acton.
Yeah. I don't know. Who does anybody have any thoughts on who should run for? We still have time for a third choice.
Yeah.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I think a third choice is a good idea.
Yeah, you always need extra. Because a lot of people don't like the two candidates, so they might as well have an extra one in there.
Yeah, I think they should. I think they should get an extra one in there. And these two have no experience. So I think somebody with experience might do very well in this race.
Right. Absolutely.
I don't know who it would be, though.
I don't know. I was just taking a wild guess.
You want somebody... See, I think you want somebody out of the box. Mm-hmm. I don't know, though.
Do you know anybody good in Marion?
No. I can't think of anybody off the top of my head who would be... Because you'd have to go in there with some kind of charisma.
Yeah. I think Scott Searcher would be good, but he's not from Marion anymore, right?
No, he's from Marion. But he doesn't live in Marion anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. He had tough with that treasurer's race.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know if he'd be the guy. But there's got to be somebody out there who could do it.
Yeah. I'm sure there's somebody out there.
Wouldn't you like to see... I mean, it would get somebody from Marion a lot of attention.
Kevin Norris.
No. I don't think so. I don't think so. Okay. Well, listen, what? You didn't want him to be mayor. What do you want him to be governor for?
No, I was going to vote for mayor.
No, you did not vote for
him. I didn't live in the city at the time.
Yes, you did. You did not vote for that man for mayor.
I thought I did. Who did I vote for?
Schertzer.
Oh, that's right. Didn't I? Yeah.
So, clearly.
I just think he would.
Okay.
We have some, had some good old days.
Yeah, did you?
Yeah.
With him. Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Who would make... Isn't that terrible? You can't come up with somebody.
I know. It's hard.
It's hard to come up with somebody who would be a good gubernatorial candidate.
Yeah.
I don't... Who are the big people in Marion?
Oh, good question. We don't have too many people.
No, it's. I'm trying to think of some of the people I ran into at some of these holiday parties that maybe would be good advocates.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can't think of anybody top of my head.
I would have thought at one point Jack Kellogg would have been a good candidate.
Yeah.
Do you hear that wind out there?
It's bad.
Holy moly.
I got blown off the road this morning.
Tornado weather out there.
I think we're supposed to have a lot of snow tonight, right?
No, not a lot. See, there you go again. A lot of, like, an inch.
I mean, it's going to be, like, drifting, I think.
An inch? It's going to drift?
It could.
I wouldn't be worried about it tomorrow. I don't think that's exactly going to be a problem.
You don't think so?
No. Nobody has a guess as who should be mayor or governor of Ohio? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Why is the jury out on Amy Acton?
Why?
Yeah.
I think she's not going out there and showing herself too much.
She came on the show.
Well, she came on the show here. Yeah.
Yeah. Did that turn you around a little bit?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah.
The governor's mansion goes right through here.
Oh, really?
But they've both been on. They've all been on. Heather Hill's been on. Vivek Ramaswamy's been on. Amy Acton's been on. What other show in Marion can claim that all the gubernatorial candidates have already been on? I did it first.
There you go. AP Award should come.
Well, I hate to be egotistical about that. And I got to the bottom of Tangate.
You're so happy about that, aren't you?
I am, because that person denied it and denied it and denied it and denied it. And now we've finally gotten there.
You're going to sleep good tonight.
Well, I don't like when people deny things that are clearly true.
Yeah. There you go.
Do you deny things that are clearly true? When you know?
I try not to. I probably have before. I think everybody has.
Well, I think everybody has, but do they cling for years and years and years and years?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
No. There might be a character flaw there.
It could be.
Could be.
Never
could
know.
Be. You never really know.
Yeah.
When it comes to this sort of thing. What do you want to happen to make 2026 your first good year in a while?
Oh, just things going right for me, going my way for a change. That's what I would like.
So, what would you like to see happen?
I don't know. Definitely try to slim down a little bit. My health. You know, get my health back. You know, that's like, I know that's every year, though.
You know what I think? People get personal trainers, and I think that's a bad idea. I think they just need to get somebody who maybe they know, who knows a little something about it.
Yeah, because sometimes the personal trainer, I had a personal trainer one time. And, you know, she was real fit and everything, and I'm fat, you know, and they're not, you can't be like her. It takes a while. And she was being really strong on me. She had me doing all these rough exercises and everything. Oh, my God.
You didn't care for that.
I didn't care for it.
You didn't care for that.
No, she didn't last long.
Is that right? Because she was rough.
Fired, yeah.
Well, see?
Yeah. She was nice. She was a nice lady, but you can't put me on the same level as her. See what I'm saying? And I guess what she was trying to do. Like, she could do a whole bunch of stuff that I couldn't do.
She had a roughneck attitude.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand that.
Yeah.
I think people have to come down to earth.
Yeah.
When it comes to this sort of thing.
Right.
I don't know. You know, I never. I think, listen, you have to be healthy. Okay, let's start there. You have to be healthy. But I think sometimes people overdo it. I think people get addicted to the gym. And I don't think that's good, because a lot of those exercises are not good for your joints and your bones and things like that. They say the best exercise you can do is walk a mile every day. That's good for your cardio. It's good for your joints. It's good for everything.
And you walk 2 miles.
Well, I walk a little over a mile. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's probably close to, I don't know, somewhere between 1 and 2.
Yeah.
But I do that every day. Cold weather, rainy weather, snowy weather, whatever it is, I go out there and do that every day.
That's good.
Because I think it's important to have some kind of physical fitness in your life every day.
Yeah.
What do you feel about a New Year's resolution of cutting back on technology?
You mean like not being on social media so much?
Well, I don't know. I'm not really sure what that meant. But some people say they want to disengage with connection. They want to, what's that term? They don't want to be as connected.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's reality, because you have to be connected in a way to your family, because if something bad would happen, you'd want to know, and the way you're connected now is through technology. So I don't know if you can ever really totally get less connected, but I think you can, like, not scroll through TikTok and watch people fall down all the time. And I think you could stay off, like, Instagram and all that crazy stuff. But I don't know. Staying in touch with people, I actually think, is the nice part of technology.
Yeah. You just never know when there's going to be a family emergency or friends, you know, stuff like that. But I couldn't live off-grid.
No. What would be the biggest problem with that with you?
Probably the technology. I'm on Facebook and TikTok and Instagram every day.
See, I only really use Facebook to promote things on this station or to message people.
Yeah.
Other than that, that's about it.
Yeah.
So I feel that's a good use. But see, I don't want to be disconnected from the news. Like, if something newsy would happen, I'd like to know about it.
Right.
And also, you never know when somebody's going to say something that's important, or they're going to need something, like a guest booking or something. You know, you do that through those things.
Right. That's true.
So, I don't know. I don't think it's but I think you can get disconnected from, like, reading posts or watching video. I think people really need to get away from those videos, because I think the videos are terrible.
On TikTok?
I couldn't do that. Now, that's something I could not do.
I actually watch a lot more lives than I do videos on TikTok. I follow people that go live a lot. And I just watch them, and I make comments and read other people's comments. Some people can be really, really, really rotten mean.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
But we all love a villain.
Yeah. Because villains are the best place things to play.
You know, as we look back on almost...
Because you know, if you want to be always rotten mean, you could play a villain.
That's true. Pat Carroll.
Pat Carroll.
Remember when we were at Pat Carroll's house in 2017? The late Pat Carroll?
I remember. Okay. I can't forget that.
Cape Cod.
Cape Cod.
And I was doing an interview with her, right?
Yep.
And I, there was something going on behind my back that I did not realize.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say.
Checks.
Yeah. Well, but you saw it.
I saw it.
Why didn't you say something?
I didn't want to interrupt the video.
Yeah, but you have this in the video. There's video of this.
I don't know. I don't know what he was sitting there reading, I guess.
Yeah, reading a checkbook. I mean, she's went on to her reward now, yeah. So I guess it doesn't matter, but holy God.
Wanted to find out how much she was spending every month.
I can't believe he rifled her checkbook.
Oh, my God.
On camera.
I know.
I don't think he knew he was on camera.
No, I don't think he did.
God. Boy, I don't know why that memory jumped in my mind there, but it's... Oh, by the way, I want to get this in. Last year, 85 years of broadcasting in Marion.
Oh, yes.
Yes, how do you feel about that?
It's a long time.
Right.
Yeah.
But we're still here.
Madge Cooper Guthrie.
Who do you think's the greatest broadcaster in the history of Marion? 85 years.
Probably Madge.
Yep. Why Madge? You get to meet her. Why Madge? You get to meet a lot of these people.
She was really knowledgeable. And she got to go to the New York for her, what was that again? The New York...
Franny Award.
Yeah, Franny Award.
Fashion.
Yeah. She was just a nice person altogether, I thought.
She knew everything.
Yeah.
And she was always curious.
Yeah.
Even into her 90s, she was very curious.
Yeah.
Fun, fun woman. She knew about the gypsy. I learned about the gypsy queen from Madge.
Yeah. I remember that.
So, you know, I think she was just the best because she was knowledgeable. She was good on the air. She did it for women. I mean, she started, God, in 1941. That's before Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
She was on the air. So I don't think anybody will ever top what Madge Cooper did. And she was the first to go into the Hall of Fame from Marion.
Yeah.
And who inducted her?
You did.
Thank you.
Yeah.
So maybe that'll go in my...
Repertoire. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, this has been a fun morning. Have you enjoyed it? Blows right by, doesn't it?
It sure does.
And it's a nice, cozy studio here with Santa Claus in the studio now.
That's right.
I hope everybody has a great Monday. I'll be back tomorrow as we round out the year 2025. Thanks, Sean, for coming in today. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray.
I'm not, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous.